Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 237. And this week's episode is all about escaping the YouTube rabbit hole. So we're going to be talking about why structure beats random guitar lessons. I thought it would be a great topic as now we have finished our month-long challenge throughout May. So the previous four episodes of the podcast were all about that challenge and recapping each week's worth of content. So a lot of people are going to finish that challenge and think, well, where do I go next? And a lot of people will want to learn on YouTube. So I'm going to talk about the pros, the cons, and give you a few bits of advice of how to get the most out of it as well. Before we dive into that, though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And the first thing is for Beginner Guitar Academy members, I've released this month's Academy show. So every month I do a little Academy show where I go through what was released the previous month in Beginner Guitar Academy. So if you haven't had a chance to log in for a little while, I haven't been checking your member newsletters, then I'll show you exactly what was released and where to find it. Also give a shout out to members that have passed their progress checks, level assessment, who've hit guitar anniversaries, and give you a little tease about what is coming up in June within Beginner Guitar Academy. Now that is live in the Academy, so you can head over to the community section. You'll see a link at the top of the page to view that. Also, we have a live Q&A this month. So on June the 29th, 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT, 1 p.m. PDT, you can jump on Zoom and ask your questions live, and I'll obviously answer them live. And if you can't attend live, you can pre-submit your questions and then catch up on the recording that shall be released in the Academy a couple of days after that. So there's a date for your diary. And our song study for this month is Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, classic track by the Goo Goo Dolls. Got some weird tuning. Johnny Riznick, the lead guitarist and songwriter. We're going to do a standard version, so don't worry. If you've ever tried to play that song, you're thinking, how do I tune my guitar just to D? I think every stringer's guitar is D. Might be one that isn't, but most of them are. He does weird tuning. I'm going to give you a standard tuned version, so you don't have to tune to any weird tuning. Standard tuned, and it'll still sound really cool. That'll be released on June the 19th, like normal, with play-along tracks. So you get the backing track, you get the full mix, so you can obviously put that all together. So that is the news for this month, guys. So now that is out of the way, let's dive into this week's topic and talk about escaping the YouTube rabbit hole. So I did start off by saying that we just wrapped up this 5 minutes a day in May challenge, but I've now made it an evergreen challenge, so you can subscribe to the challenge whenever you like. So if you have missed out on the 5 minute day challenge, head over to bgachallenge.com and you can join the challenge there. And if you join now in June, you'll still get every email that I've released in May. So you'll just start from the very beginning, day number one, and it'll just go through like that. So if you've missed out, go and check that out. But as I said, now we have finished the challenge. A lot of people have gone through that and they might be thinking, well, what do I do next? Now, hopefully, I'm thinking, well, you've had me as your guitar teacher now for a month, so you've had 31 lessons, you've got a taste of my teaching, then hopefully you'll come and obviously subscribe to Beginner Guitar Academy, and then obviously I can be your guitar teacher and we'll continue our journey over there. For some people, perhaps they don't make that commitment. Perhaps Beginner Guitar Academy is, you know, it's for people who want a serious guitar hobby and want to make good progress. Perhaps you just want to learn a few songs, you want more of a casual kind of hobby of the guitar. So you might think then YouTube is the place to go. So that's what I want to talk about today is YouTube, the pluses, the minuses, the fours, the against, and give you some tips. Because YouTube is great if you use it correctly. It can be quite a distraction and it can make it quite confusing to learn guitar if you're not using it correctly. So let's dive straight in. Now, a lot of people use YouTube and think they're making progress just by watching videos. They'll feel productive. Oh, I've watched some videos on YouTube today. But the problem is if you're not actually actioning what you're learning, you're not progressing. So bear that in mind. A lot of people just go down the rabbit hole of YouTube, learn bits and pieces or watch videos, but not actually use the content. And I have this with some students at Beginner Guitar Academy that are so quick to want to get through the levels. They're not going through the content enough. They might hit one, you know, higher levels, and they don't know the scales, the theory, the strumming, all the stuff we've talked about in previous levels because they're not working it enough. This is very apparent when people hit certain high levels and they've forgotten everything they've done in their music reading. So they can't read music anymore because they've not been practicing it. So it's really important to keep going back and keep working on these skills to obviously keep them in your head. And it's obviously important to get them going in the first place. So if you watch a video of someone talking about a chord progression, then obviously you want to practice that so you've got it fairly well under your fingers. You want to make sure you've got a tempo that you can play to. So what we do in level one at Beginning Guitar Academy is 60 BPM. So have that target. So what you'll probably find is you'll go through a few times and think, oh, I've kind of got that. But have you got that? Have you got that to the level that you can actually play it without having to think too much about it? If you've got it to a level where you're not making mistakes consistently, these are things that need to be in place because you're probably going to build on top of that. If you've got a really dodgy C chord, for instance, and you're changing from C to G and the change isn't there yet, so as you start trying to put into songs, that's going to obviously still be there, that bad change. Maybe it's slightly muted, maybe it's a slow change. That's going to obviously stop you from progressing with the song because that fundamental technique is not there yet. And that's really the next thing with YouTube, is it's easy to skip those fundamentals. It's easy to hop between videos and not get any continuity. So you've got to be really careful of that. What we've got to remember with YouTube, and if anyone is a YouTube creator, a content creator, they'll know this. What you're looking for is clicks. You're looking for someone to click your video. And how do you do that? Sexy titles, sexy thumbnails, things like that. You've got to give the audience what they want. Quite often what you want is not what you need. You know, what do I want? Well, today we've got this really cool donut shop that's open near me. I want to go and buy some donuts. They're really tasty. It's called Sumo Donuts. So if you live in Kent, because they've opened a few around, go and check them out. They're expensive. They're quite artisan. That's what I want. Is that what I need? No. I just got back from holiday from Netherlands. Didn't eat great over there. So I now need to clean up my eating. So that's not what I need. It's what I want. It's what I need. What we want is, I want to play songs. I want to play some cool riffs. Is that what we need? Well, not if you want to become a really good guitar player. What you need is to work on the fundamentals. It's like, and I always like this to things like playing football. You know, we want to play matches. We want to play the game. That's the reason why you want to play football, is because you want to play the game. But if you jump straight into playing that game, your skills aren't going to be in place. You're going to be trying to kick the ball and it's going to be going in a totally wrong direction. You're going to try and tackle people but not have the skills to do it. All the skills that you need obviously for the game. You need to work on them outside of the match, and then it comes together in the match. So when you learn to play guitar, you need to work on your skills. And then when it comes match day, when it comes to actually playing the songs, your skills are in place to be able to play the songs well. You're going to then come away from that thinking, oh man, I played that song good. I feel motivated. Let's keep rocking. For people that don't work on the skills, they play their songs. They come away thinking, oh man, I'm so frustrated because my fingers aren't working because they haven't got the skills in place. So that is one of the problems with YouTube. It's built for clicks. People want your clicks. They want you to stay on the videos. That's then how the algorithm is going to reward them. That's going to then show their videos more. If they've got monetization, if they're getting paid for ads and stuff like that, then they're going to want people to watch their videos, stay on them, because they're going to get paid for that. So that's important. And the prime example of that is a lot of people don't talk about picking enough. Picking is the primary skill you need to have down, because it's your picking hand that's going to drive your guitar playing. A lot of people dive straight into songs and chords because that's what people are looking for, because people that pick up the guitar, that's all they know. It's like starting a college course. You don't know the theory behind perhaps the subject you're learning. That's why you do a course. You want that structured approach. You want to learn it in depth. Bear that in mind as you're going through it. Say the result, if you don't have that solid foundation, you skip the fundamentals, frustration, confusing, it's going to be super inconsistent. You won't feel like you're getting anywhere because you've got all these holes in your guitar playing. So let's look at some common traits, and you might be able to attest this. You might think, oh man, Paul is describing me here. I'm doing all this stuff. Or perhaps you've not really thought this depth about it. So the first thing is you'll get dozens of half-learned songs. Now, this is a prime example of not having structure and continuity. I had this with my first guitar teacher, and I've had a few people join Beginner Guitar Academy lately, actually. They've said exactly the same thing. They've had a guitar teacher, but they don't feel like they're getting anywhere. You know, they'll go to him and he'll be like, oh, yeah, yep. What do you want to work on today? That's a prime example. That's the first question. What do you want to do today? So then you're like, oh, well, I've heard this cool riff. Can we learn that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Now they might work out by ear. They might go online and, you know, get the tab or something for you. My guitar teacher did it by ear. Got to the point where I had to have 2-hour lessons with the guy, because the first hour with him finding the song, transcribing the song, learning how to play it himself, and then the second hour be him, then obviously teach me how to play it. So that is not the ideal way of playing, of teaching the guitar, just so you know, which I'm sure you do. But that's a prime example. You have these half-learned songs. Why? Because you learn little bits and pieces, you get bored, you move on to something else. You haven't got the skills to play songs at your level, so you're trying to learn the skills in the songs you're trying to play. So you have these half, you know, bait songs. You haven't finished a song, so you're not confident in playing it. So you're jumping around from technique to technique because you might be learning the technique in a song. The song's too difficult, so you part learn the technique, or you're trying to get it down, you're like, oh man, it's too difficult. You jump on something else. So you can sort of pick, you've got the coordination kind of there, but it's not really going. Perhaps your alternate pick is not quite baked in yet. Again, that G to C change talked about earlier, really difficult. That stops a lot of people in their tracks. F bar chord, you know, the partial bar chord maybe, not worked on our technique of barring. So these things stop you in track, you find another song. So, you know, that one's half done, you've moved on. So again, it might create the illusion of progress because you stack up all these tunes, but you've not learned them correctly. You've not really got them under your fingers. You've not really got them so you can actually perform them. So when someone says, oh, you play guitar, play us a song, you're like, oh, well, I kind of know this riff. I know the chorus of this song, but then I have to stop because it, in the verse, it's too difficult. So you have all these part-learned songs. So I suppose that we've kind of talked about this already, but I was going to talk about the hidden costs of this kind of random learning. So where's this going to get us? So you don't know what you don't know is probably the problem. And that's, again, the thing with YouTube. You don't know what you should be learning, and the people on the platform aren't always teaching you what you should be learning. They teach you what you want to learn, not what you need to learn. So there's no plan and there's no foundation. You're going to form quite easily bad habits because there's no one there to correct you. Again, this is the problem of learning off videos. It's one way. They're showing you the techniques. If you're not obviously really engaged with that, you're not probably going to be learning the techniques correctly. And then obviously you're going to be building on that, and you're building on this wobbly foundation. So that leads to the feeling of, well, I've been playing for a year now, but I still feel like a beginner. And I have people join beginner guitar credits saying they've been playing for a couple of years. They've been picking up a guitar, they've been noodling about, but they don't feel like they actually can play the guitar. They're learning the guitar, but they can't really play it. And quite often that's the problem. They haven't got that structure, they haven't got that foundation. So they've been jumping around, they've got these holes, and they feel like a beginner a couple of years down the line, where you want to be hitting that more intermediate kind of level at that point. And maybe you get mental overload, because with YouTube, you can learn anything you like. It's got everything on there, which is it's fantastic, because you can learn any style, and you've got really good players as well. You've got these high-level musicians that are on there just teaching you, you know, their playing, which is just amazing. You can learn from some really cool people. But that also means you have all these different teachers. So you learn all these different styles. You perhaps have conflicting advice. One person tells you to play your chord like this, another person tells you to play like that. So who's right? Which is the best way of doing it? So sometimes that's going to be for the individual. Perhaps you've got arthritis. Perhaps I've got students at beginning guitar company that haven't got all their fingers. So we've had to adapt how they're playing it to obviously get around that. So obviously the person that's doing the video is going to be talking about maybe the way they've learned it, maybe the best way, which is not always the way to do it. So that's something to bear in mind as well. So why does this matter though? Why do we want the structure? So having a step-by-step progress is going to build real lasting skills. And that is the buzzword. These skills are, skills pay the bills. And that's what we talk about at Beginning Guitar Academy. Our structured method is based on skills. Because any song you look at is a collection of skills. And how well you learn those skills is directly related to how well you can play. So when you pick up a song, can you play the skills in that song? If you can't, then you're not going to get frustrated because you know you're not of that level. But equally, you know what skills you need to be working on. So let's say Man Who Sold the World by Dave Bowie's original. We do the Nirvana unplugged version at Beginning Guitar Academy in level 3. It's at the end of level 3. You've got to play that song to tick it off to then move on to level 4. Now, some people get a bit stuck on that. In the chorus, he just walks down the F major scale. Now, if you can't play that scale very well, if you're not dialed in the coordination, the accuracy to be able to play that scale, if you can't play it at the speed of the song, it's going to fall apart because you've not developed that skill. So that's just a prime example of why you need to work on your skills, because if you can't, you're not going to be able to play the song. While you're going through it as well, when you have structure, it's really easy to stay motivated because you can see where you are in your progression. So it's going to help you celebrate, you know, these small wins. It's going to help you feel like you're making progress because you can literally see you are. The roadmap is there for you. You can see where you are in it. When you're jumping around, it's difficult to obviously see that. You don't get those little wins because perhaps you're doing a bit something different every time. And when you have structure, you don't need to waste your time and energy figuring out what to do next. So if you learn on YouTube, quite often you are the creator of that roadmap. You are creating your own progress. So you've got to work out what you should be doing next. You've got to then search YouTube for the good stuff. Another problem with YouTube is anyone with a webcam is now a guitar teacher. You don't need any qualification set for guitar and an internet connection. Now, what's the problem with that? They might be teaching concepts which they haven't actually taught before. They've not worked with students over, you know, years to find the best way of teaching, the best way of getting over that challenge that student is having. That's what you're going to get from a real guitar teacher is experience. It's number one main thing. Maybe someone that's been trained, so knows how to deliver that information, has different strategies that work for different learners and different learning methods. So you may find you learn better through the ear, you might learn better through the eye, you might learn better from actually doing it, from having someone show you it. It's knowing how you learn and the teacher obviously viewing that and teaching it in that way. Now, up till now, it feels like I'm really bashing YouTube, which I kind of am, but I don't want this episode to come off like that as well. This episode is to give you some ideas, because some people, YouTube is going to be the answer. If you just want to learn a few songs, YouTube's going to be great, because you're going to pick that up very quickly. There's people there that are going to teach you the simple fundamentals where you can pick up a song, you can have some fun with it. That might be as far as you want to take it. If you want to get more in depth, then yeah, YouTube's not going to be a place for that. Reason why? Because if you want to learn something, you need a coach, you need someone to give you feedback. That's how you're going to get out of that hole of learning these bad techniques and bad habits, which are then going to just get worse and worse as you progress. So if you want to do it seriously, you need that coaching aspect, which obviously it doesn't give you. The community aspect doesn't really give you, unless you can say the comments gives you that, which doesn't really. That's going to obviously be very motivational. When you start learning around other people, you're going to learn from their mistakes. In the forums of Beginner Guitar Academy, you have someone say, oh, I'm really struggling with this chord. Oh yeah, so was I. This is what I did to get over that. Or just someone normalizing it. When someone says, oh, I had that struggle, straight away it feels like, oh, I'm not alone. Everyone has had that struggle. If you are self-teaching, if you're learning on your own through videos on YouTube, it can feel like every hurdle you hit is just a hurdle that you've hit. You don't realize that other people are finding that as a problem. And again, a lot of people quit because it gets too tricky. It gets difficult and you don't realize that that's just part of the learning. So that's something to obviously bear in mind. But as I say, YouTube will definitely work for some people. So how can we make it work the best for you? The first thing is to pick a skill to focus on. And that could be chord transition, strumming, your scales, you know, the seven skills we talk about beginning guitar can be picking chords, arpeggios, scales, rhythm or strumming, ear training, and music reading. So they're the seven we work on. Now you can work on any of those, but try and be really specific with what you are working on, or you're going to get very vague videos and again be bouncing around trying to work on. Know what you're going to work on. Only search for content which supports your current goal. Now, if you want to work on one particular thing, then work on that one particular thing. And be really aware of that, because you don't want to be thinking, oh, I want to learn rock guitar, but you start going to learn jazz guitar. You start learning other styles which aren't that style you want to learn, because you might watch a few videos, you might get a few of the ideas down, but if you're not regularly practicing it, you're going to forget it, and it's just a waste of time. So make sure it relates to what you want to learn. Obviously, if it's fundamental technique, that relates to everything. You know, level one at Beginner Guitar Academy, we need to learn those skills regardless of what style you want to learn, because they are skills that are going to be in any style you learn. This is the reason why skills are such a great way of learning, because most songs you want to play is going to use chords, is going to use fundamental rhythm techniques. So you've got to learn that regardless of what you want to learn. Next thing is search, again, with this in mind, with a very particular goal. So don't want to just write in, I want to learn chords, because you're going to get loads of chords. You're going to get chords which are well above your station, like bar chords, like maybe altered dominant chords, you know, fancy stuff. So you've got to search for a goal in mind, like I want to learn the common open beginner chords. And that would be a great keyword, beginner chords. Now, do be careful, because some people, what they think are beginner topics, they are not beginner topics. I was looking for a song the other day. Sweet Home Alabama was a beginner song. Sweet Home Alabama is not a beginner song. It has arpeggios. Yeah, it has three chords. You do like a D, a C add nine, or C sus two, and then go to a G chord. You've got picking there, so you've got the accuracy with your right hand. You have that syncopation between both hands. Then it has that little lead line, which is predominantly 16th notes, using Hammonds to pull off. So you have to develop those skills. And it's overall just quite fast tempo. So it's only 100 beats per minute. We think, well, that's not that fast. Because it's 16th notes, you're playing four times for every click of the metronome. So it feels a lot faster. So yeah, just be careful what people say. Beginners are not always beginners. It might be for them. They might be self-taught. They might not have had really any students. They don't realize what the problems are going to, what problems people are going to have learning it, basically. So they've not experienced that. So bear that in mind. Be very, make sure you are searching for a particular thing, or you're just going to get so many different results, you won't know where to start. The best thing really to do with YouTube, especially if you're in your early stages, is to use it alongside a structured curriculum. If you want to work by yourself, then, you know, stuff like Andy Guitar, Justin Sanico is a fantastic teacher. You know, all this, you can go on his website. It's completely for free. He has structure. He does not then have, obviously, individual coaching. You know, that's the difference between learning an online guitar school and learning with online courses. Online courses like Justin has, you obviously can't teach yourself. Now, he is fantastic. So if you're on a budget, that's a great place to start. If you want to learn maybe a little bit quicker because you want to have that support, you want to have that coaching, then obviously Beginner Guitar Academy is a fantastic place. We're one of the only places that does the coaching to level that I would have with my offline guitar students. That's what I try and replicate, is the offline feel online. That's kind of the whole idea behind Beginner Guitar Academy. So using it in conjunction is fantastic. So I use it with stuff that I learn. If I want to learn more about the topic, I'll go onto YouTube and type it in and learn other little offshoots of that. For my own playing, you know, that's what I'll do. And the level I'm at now, I just want to learn these more high level things so I can dive in and do that. Sometimes I look at beginner guitar videos as well because I want to learn how people are teaching it and give me some new strategies. That's really helpful too. But combine it is a really good way of doing that. And a good way as well is treating the round of videos as desserts. So you have your main course, the main program you're learning, and use YouTube as a dessert after that. So you may have seen this, I put an image up a while ago about your meal and your main course, where your starter is like your picking, it's your warming up. Your main course is your skills, and dessert is the songs at the end. So that's a really good way of approaching it. So guys, hope you enjoyed this week's episode all about escaping the YouTube rabbit hole. And I know it sounded like I was kind of dissing YouTube. YouTube is fantastic. We are so lucky to have something like that. My washing machine broke a while ago now. I used YouTube to work out how to fix it, and I fixed it. And oh man, did I feel like a man after I did that. Being a musician, you can probably imagine I'm not the most hands-on person. That's why I picked up music. Because I wasn't very good at other stuff. But YouTube is just fantastic. But again, there are some amazing stuff on YouTube. There's not amazing stuff as well. There's some holes you can get into. I've explained that for this episode, and hopefully I've given you a few ideas to go away with and help make YouTube a friend rather than a foe. So if you had enjoyed this week's episode, I really appreciate a rate and review, whichever podcast app using to listen to me today. Helps me obviously know that people are listening and helps me get this out to more beginner guitar players. And if you are enjoying my teaching through the podcast and you'd like to learn with me, then come check out my online guitar school, beginnerguitarchemy.com. There you are going to get the three C's that are going to help you become a better guitar player. The first one is content. We use a 5-level program at Beginner Guitar Academy based off the G4 guitar method. I'm a licensed, trained G4 guitar teacher. I've been teaching that method for over 10 years. So you can come and check out Beginner Guitar Academy and know that you're going to learn from a method that has been taught across the world to thousands of guitar students, that has been tried, that's been tested, and has been developed to become one of the standout guitar methods. You'll get coaching from me whenever you need it. You have unlimited one-to-one lessons. You can send me a video whenever you like. You'll get personalized feedback. As you go through the course, we check in. You send me videos to then unlock the next level. So at the end of level one, you send me a video. I will then manually open up level two. You cannot get onto level two unless I see that video. Some people don't like that. They want to just blitz through the course. But if you're serious, you need to have someone watching your playing and critique it and help you out so you don't develop bad habits. Again, that's the problem with YouTube. You have no one doing that. And the third C is community. We have such an awesome community at Beginner Guitar Academy. All ages, all different levels, different styles as well that people are learning. And we come together on the community and chat guitar. You'll see there's people on there that are hitting the roadblocks that you're hitting, and they've probably got a bit more experience, and they'll tell you how they got over that. And it's just a great place to hang out and chat. And the cool thing about Beginner Guitar Academy, you can come check it out for $1 trial for 2 weeks. And if you don't enjoy it, a couple of clicks, you cancel, you move on, you go and try something else. If you do enjoy it, it's $39 a month or $29 a month if you take up the annual option, which is not even the price of one individual lesson. And it's like you get that, you know, 24 hours a day. You can log on whenever you like and go through it. Again, you get access to me whenever you need it. A teacher's now got over 22, 23 years experience. Then yeah, come check out, guys. BeginnerGuitarAcademy.com. Start your trial, and I hope to see you in the academy real soon. So that is it for me this week, guys. So again, hopefully you enjoyed this week's episode. Keep your eyes open next week for next week's episode. Until then, though, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for a new episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.